Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little college football, I remind you the best place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie. Caneswear.com online. Gino, so Tuesday we read that College Game Day on the UM campus. I don't know if you saw this. College Game Day on the UM campus this past Saturday was the second highest rated game day in the history of ESPN. And so I was saying to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy and some guests yesterday, what does that mean to you? Like, how do you read into that? The way that I read into it is that there is a national appetite for the University of Miami when their football team is relevant. They still resonate across America.
I don't think there's any question. I think Miami, Florida, Florida State. You think about it, you know, when I was in school and a little before Chan, it was essentially the national championship went through this state. So I think nationally, people think, okay, is this truly the time that maybe it does go through Miami and Florida State? We know it's not going to go through Gainesville after 24 yards of offense. But it's nice of you to talk to me because you did go to the game. You mm-hmm. knew I was at the game. You knew I was going early to the game.
I did not.
And yet I see all kinds of posts and crap on social media, and you don't even come say hello. I'm right next to the QAM broadcast booth. I mean, I understand Channing, man. It's a Florida Gator thing, and you know what? He didn't want to talk to me. It's a Miami thing. But you? Come on, man.
I did not know that you were going to be there other than in the broadcast arena because I knew you were doing the game nationally for Touchdown Radio. But all of a sudden, at halftime, I think it was halftime, I see you out on the field, and they're talking
it was
about the statue.
Before the first and the second quarter, so you still had three quarters to come say hello.
There. I couldn't get all the way up there. I was down in the lower bowl. I couldn't even get up to the club
level. You couldn't
level.
Get up there? Joe Z has half a section 114 come up during the game to say hello. Don Bailey has 120 come up.
I didn't know what to do. You know where they had me parked? They had me parked at the bottom of a canal. My car's still down.
You got my phone? Like, text me. Like, you know, I'm getting a statue. I think I could have worked it to get you up in the booth.
I don't know. I was stymied all night long, much like Florida's offense.
Hey, hey Gino.
It was a boring game.
If I left that box I was in, I probably would have gotten a fight. Because Canes fans, they were giving me pure hell. And I messed around and wore a Gators t-shirt too. So it was just – Yeah.
Well, at least you wouldn't have been like that dude. I saw somebody, I think it was Only a Day, posted some Gator fan that was like just, I mean, he was probably like a 0.4 blood alcohol content standing next to the bathroom just peeing on the wall. I was like, oh, Lord.
Got
like,
close.
Like, how early do you, how early and what do you have to drink to just think that that's a good idea? And then the whole time people are videoing, he's not even looking over, nothing, just. Oh, yeah. Man, that was bad. No,
dude, I got there about 6:45, 7, and there were guys that were 5'3 cussing me out. And I was like, do you know how this is going to end? If I really get upset about this.
Well, they were saying, do you know how this is going to end on the football field? And you had no answer for that.
And that's why I didn't want to leave the box.
So, Cham, when are they, are you already courting Kiffin, or you know, when does Florida, because it seemed like all the Florida people were not a question of if, it was a question of when.
I might have text Lane Kiffin just to feel out what's going on, how's he feeling, if he, you know, if he's comfortable doing it. I'm hearing John Gruden a lot too, which I don't have a problem with. He just hadn't coached in so long. I don't know if Gruden would be a great college coach. I think he can coach, but I don't know about college.
I think Gruden would be a great coach. I think both of them are great coaches. I think it's just he hasn't done it in the college game. So I would say maybe there's more of a question mark. Obviously he's in Tampa, lives in Tampa, and he's a total football junkie. So he may have to get used to some other things that, you know, you have to deal with in college football nowadays. But when you're talking X's and O's, I think he'd be, either one of those guys would be pretty darn good. But Gino, hopefully you guys keep Napier. He's building.
Oh, where?
I know why you want us to keep Napier. Y'all can whoop our ass every year.
Gino, did you have any sort of takeaway regarding Carson Beck's game? I think the one thing that a lot of Canes fans were a little trepidatious about following the game was that Carson Beck didn't look fantastic how he had in previous games. In my opinion, I mean, the one interception was bad, but he just looked like somebody who understood the game plan. They were going to win it up front. He didn't have to force anything. They were going to grind out the game, but I wonder if you took anything else away from his performance.
I would say he looked very tentative. There was guys that were open, and he was inaccurate with the ball. He didn't throw checkdowns. Now, I don't know what the deal was, you know, field conditions. I know it was wet and things like that. He threw three picks against them last year when he was a Georgia Bulldog. And, you know, listen, sometimes that memory comes back and you don't want to take any risk. And I think he realized that. But, man, he had 24 yards of offense and one first down in the first half, and it was still only 10-0. I mean, I was going crazy because I was like, man, end the game in the second quarter. Just be aggressive. You know, when you guys were talking to OG yesterday about Miami Dolphins offense, it sounded like if you were just said, hey, I'm talking about Miami Hurricane offense, it seemed like the same thing, because at some point in time, like, we used to always be, you know, under Erickson, we're going to take a shot downfield. And I don't know if it was once a quarter, we're going to take a shot, because if that DB doesn't think you're going to try to run by him, they're just going to squat, and it's not going to, there's going to be no big plays. And Miami did not take a shot downfield. I mean, Shane Matthews was a couple boosts down, and, you know, two old quarterbacks, and Shane and I were like, gee, mini Christmas, boy, was that a boring game. Nope, neither team taking shots downfield, neither team aggressive with the ball. But I thought Beck was a little tentative. I think he realized how good his defense was and how lackluster the Florida offense was. And I think that he was probably just, you know, he was tight. He just seemed like, I'm not going to make a mistake to risk this with my team. I mean, but Florida, man, they cut it to 6 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was a ball game. You get a turnover, ball squirts out, And it could have been a whole different deal. Now, it didn't work out like that. I just, to me, it's like, you know, Notre Dame, we're up by two touchdowns, and we didn't step on their throat. Florida, 24 yards of offense in the first half, and we didn't step on the throat. That's the only thing I
would
say.
That's a Mario thing, though, right? I mean, that's a Mario thing. That's kind of like, he's happy to grind it out once they've got the lead.
Yeah, but grinding it out, you know, when you got the lead is not two scores. I mean, college football is you know, you, three, four touchdowns. Okay, then do whatever you want. Play four-corner offense. I mean, you know, you go on the road to Tallahassee in a couple weeks, it's not going to be a situation where, you know, you can just grind it out from the start because they have some explosive playmakers. And, you know, one guy slips out there. The game was too close for my liking as a Miami fan.
And, Gino, as a broadcaster, I know you have to watch it all, but as a Canes fan as well, I am – like Castellano, I'm very interested in his UVA game because, to your point, DJ Lagway is not as good as Castellano right now. And whatever Florida State can do, I think this game can be a little – you know, I think the weather did affect the Canes' approach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because it was raining, it was downpour. I was up there in the box hiding. But is he exceeding expectations? Because I didn't know he was this good. What was he at UCF and Boston College? He's impressing me right now.
He's a good player. He's an athlete. He can run around. He can spin it. And I think that as long as you're smart and fairly accurate with the ball in college, you can get the job done. And I think he's a good enough athlete. Feels comfortable in their offense. I think with Florida State this week, and you know this, midweek games suck. And midweek games suck worse when they're on the road for you, the road team, because all of a sudden they're Sunday, Monday, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to try to get healthy. And it's like you're putting in the game plan Monday morning, and, you know, Wednesday you're getting ready to jump on a plane. There's not a lot of work. You got maybe two work days truly to get prepared for a team. And that's why I would say, Hawk, why the line's not bigger is road teams. You know, it does. I can remember Texas A&M came here years ago and they were top 10 and it was a Thursday game. And, you know, they probably had a better roster than Miami. And people were like, oh, you know, Texas A&M is going to come in and kill us. And I was like, dude, it's a Thursday game. I go, they just came off a big game. They don't have enough time to prepare. It's just not – it is what it is. And I think – but Florida State should have enough weapons to kind of dispose of Virginia. But they have had some problems with them in the past, and that's what people are thinking. But Castellano can play. You know, Chang, one thing with Lagway, one, apparently he should have had shoulder surgery after the bowl game last year. But his quote-unquote camp decided against it. He doesn't practice in the spring. You get a lot better as a quarterback getting reps in the spring. Doesn't practice in the spring. Doesn't practice in the fall. He somehow gets a hernia. And Shane said he pulled his calf muscle in a walkthrough. I mean, he was 250 pounds. That homeboy's thick. And, you know, thick and missing a lot of reps.
Yeah.
That's you get what he's producing. You get a guy that's inefficient and still's making mistakes of a young freshman quarterback.
Gino, to go back to a Thursday game, I'm still hungover from Saturday on Thursday.
Hey, we admittedly played, not we everyone played conditioned era, the same way that you
I don't
did.
Know what beers are. Not, nowadays, you know, they're taking the collagen and the whatever the you know creatine and all the protein supplements. I was with you. I was at Coconut Grove pouring pitchers.
Yeah. Gino Toretta is with us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. You've had a long relationship with Plumbers 519, Gino. And someone suggested on the text line that Solana, with his brand new mustache, looks like he might fit in at the old union meeting. What do you think of what Solana's got working there?
The stash, maybe, but I think when he showed up with those size 14 arms, that string coming out of his t-shirt, I think they may think, well, this obviously is a corporate guy and not a blue collar guy that's lifted some heavy machinery equipment, if you will, Hawk.
So he shows up at the union meeting. They're like, he's got the facial hair, but something's not adding up. Upper
body. It
kind
of looks like what was the guy's name? Here. Was it Three's Company or Hawk Art Time? Like the Three's Company or the guy that had would put the pack of cigarettes in his white t-shirt?
Oh, Schneider.
Snyder.
Snyder from like One Day at a Time.
He was like the building super.
Yeah,
Snyder,
yeah, you know what?
Solana
looks like a super.
Belt on. He's got a little Snyder in him. I think you got to put that up on your social. Find a picture of Snyder and say doppelganger for Solana.
He does, like Schneider. He does.
I don't think we need to put that up on our socials. You know, I'm not sure.
Solana, you're not even old enough to know who Snyder is.
I mean, I could do a Mount Rushmore of supers because you're going to have Schneider. You're going to have Bookman, of course, from Good Times.
Yep.
And the super, Joe Pesci, he was a super. Another they don't call building maintenance guys supers anymore, though, do they?
They don't.
I don't think so.
Hawk, I'm helping out Gulliver High School, their quarterbacks, because Wesley Carroll's son's a receiver, so he asked me to come help out, so I help out. And we had to go in the gymnasium, and the kids laughed at me for calling it the gymnasium. I go, I know your generation. All you guys do is like shorten the words down as short as possible or use the first initial of like five or six of them.
They killed me last week and the week before for using town car as a reference.
Town car.
Town car.
Who says
town cars were the best?
You know, and I love a town car.
Man, when you got a town car in New York, you could take a 6-hour nap in the back of that thing tonight. you'd be on the way to LaGuardia. Just snoozing away in the back of a town car.
I love a Wes Carroll reference on the show, by the way. I love Wes Carroll. He's a good dude. Gino Toretta, he's with us on Thursdays. What game are you doing this weekend?
LSU Ole Miss. So should be a big one. Yeah. This has come down to the last possession the last few years. It should be a lot of offense. Little trip out to the Grove prior to check out the scenery. And maybe sample some of the barbecue out there in
fine
Oxford.
Offerings.
Yeah, what's that
feeling? The fine offerings.
The fine offering. Well, you can't sample all of the fine. You know, they're not all offerings. They're just scenery, if you will. Huh?
If you see Lane Kiffin, tell him I love him.
I'll wear a shirt. I should get a sign and say Channing Crowder loves you. Like when he walks, I'll go down on the field. So when he comes on, when he's walking his dog on the field, leading the team, I'll make sure he knows you're getting love. He's getting love from Florida.
Appreciate you, brother.
Gino Toretta, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino.
All right, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.